You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Yeah.
And as the lady said, part three.
That was a lovely lady.
It is.
Why can't she do it like how we used to do it and do it live, and then at least we'd have somebody else to talk to?
I don't know. She could do two accents. She could do American and English.
So, I mean, was it a real English or a real American?
I don't know. Because it's fanfare.com we used, and it cost us $5, it was like £3 something, but then you had to pay administration fee. I think it cost about £7.
Yeah.
This is how cheapskate we are. But I think it sounds good. I think
not that we're advertising them.
No, we're not. We've got no idea. It was just...
But,
yeah. And here's a service I quite like, because we've used it a couple of times for little bits and bobs. Some of the time it is a bit naff, and sometimes it's all right, but the money you chuck at it compared to... For stuff like this, where it is a... We shouldn't really say it, but an amateur job of...
Are we amateurs?
I think we are amateurs, really.
I thought I was professional at something.
It's definitely not the porn that you send us.
No, I'm not professional at that.
No.
But that's what makes it good.
So this is the bit of the show where we discuss the previous shows, we discuss life, we discuss what's going on in the world, Theresa May is still in government, we discuss what's going on about beers and our views on beer and general shit. And we have a beer with it.
Yeah.
So our beer with it, I will put it over to the maestro that... Knows how to just...
Jesus, that's cold. Your fridge is really good. So this is Tiny Rebel Stay Puffed Marshmallow Porter. It's in a 330ml can. It's 5.2% volume, and it was £3 from Phil's fridge.
Oh, does it have a sticker on, does it?
It does have a sticker on it. I don't know where you got it from. I mean, the lid is absolutely...
I've had it in there for a while, and I've just never had the occasion to drink it. It's been summer, and I've been wanting to drink lagers and IPAs and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, news from the last show, the government's fucked even worse than what it was.
Yeah.
We lost
Yes, start hoarding everything. Yeah. Get loads of cans in, loads of spam. It's going to be start war songs.
So, I mean, interestingly, you know how the government has said that they've not told the supermarkets to store food?
Yeah.
Lots of people, including myself, have noticed that supermarkets are quite empty.
Their shelves have been...
So it's not
the tin stuff. This was the thing I thought initially. But when you look, it's just like meats and shit like that where you're not going to hoard.
So
is it freezing at all?
Is this Brexit starting to bite? Or is it just somebody hoarding some rancid meats? It could be somebody, some idiot going, oh yeah, I'll hoard my meat. And in 6 months' time, when we've got no meat in the rest of the country, be like, yeah, at least I've got my rancid meat.
with all of the wormies coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting absolutely crazy.
It's really nice. That
so
is.
This...
Sorry, we're getting distracted and ignoring the beer. It's... What is that flavour?
Marshmallows?
Yeah, it is.
Fuck's sake. It's a marshmallow beer.
Yeah.
So this Stay Puffed one with marshmallows in.
Yeah, it does generally taste the marshmallows.
And you can taste that as if it's like a proper marshmallows that have been cooked on an open fire.
Yeah, and the slightly caramelized sugar.
Where
kind of.
Another beer I absolutely love is the Campfire Port of it. But that doesn't have the same... The Campfire Porter is a bit more like upfront on its smokiness and stuff. This doesn't have any smokiness. But this, the marshmallow
very,
is
very
like,
sweet. It's nice. And it's not an illegal can because the little teddy bear's on the back. No. So nobody can go to the Pullman Group about that.
Bunch of wankers.
Yes.
We never said that on the show, but the stuff that's happened since we did the Pullman Group show, go on our website, there's a link to our Pullman episode, a very good episode where we're also serious. We try and be diplomatic. We try and be...
We do. We're trying to be fair.
We're trying to be fair.
Even though...
Now we don't have to be fair because it's our normal podcast. What a bunch of wankers.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the time we were like... We were quite against the Pullman Group.
Yeah.
And they have done some good work. We can't dispute that. There is some work that they
have
done.
Yeah, they've done very, very well to line the pockets of the
exactly. And
companies.
Force small breweries to change their caps.
Yes.
You know, that
but
is
we
excellent
can't,
work.
Allegedly.
Well, I mean, at least...
Allegedly, remember to say the word allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yes, and then they can't say
allegedly,
us.
They're keeping people employed.
Yes.
By making,
allegedly.
You know, some designers had to change that can, and so the canning, the printing factories had to change it. So, allegedly, they have kept people
allegedly,
employed.
Allegedly, there were a bunch of Jeremy Hunts.
No. We don't use that word.
Yes. Everything's a Jeremy Hunt if we think it's not very nice name for a lady garden.
Ex-Secretary of Health.
Yes.
Or Minister for Health or whatever the title is.
I don't know.
Ruiner of the NHS.
Yes. So, beer news. I don't think there's really been much.
Well, there was the Pink IPA at the Portman Group.
Yes.
Because that hadn't happened on our last.
Not because of the sexism or anything that may or may not have been that name, depending on where you are in the camp.
I mean, for saying that, how long ago Pink IPA was in
the news. Yeah, it's like everything, it goes through the thing and it was a one-off. They decided that encouraged the drinking of little girlies. Because girl means young person. Bunch of wankers. Anyway.
And pink obviously means girls.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I think there's plenty of girls out there which would be telling you to fuck off. I don't want a pink beer.
Well, one thing that's sort of maybe been on the Twitter sphere and stuff is I'm trying to work out what this craft beer community is.
Are you the craft beer community?
I don't know, because people keep speaking of this craft beer community and they get pissed off at this entire community. And I'm trying to work it out because I drink beer, I enjoy beer.
Mm-hmm.
I connect with people through beer. But we don't have the same opinions or the same anything. And all I can think is there's a load of people, like the IRA was a community.
Well, I mean, it is. And there was got to be careful the way I go with this. There was a Channel 4 programme about LGBT and things. And people were talking about the LGBT, the gay community, and this, that, and the other. And there was an individual on there going, what community? I'm trans. I'm not part of any said community, and had a very differing opinion to everybody else, which was very interesting because other people in that program were talking about the community in the same way that you're talking about the craft beer community. But who is this community? Yeah. Who's this being in whatever subculture you become or are part of?
And it's the whole thing is that there's an expectation that you should act a certain way.
Exactly.
And I don't get that. If you want to drink lager and then occasionally have a good beer, you know, and I mean lager as in like Foster's and Carlin rather than a nice good quality lager. Yeah. And then occasionally you should not be lessened for your enjoyment of that beer as I am because you like that. And we shouldn't feel that we are less than somebody else or that somebody buys a brewery sells out to a bigger brewery and somebody carries on drinking it.
I mean, disputingly, the person who drinks that pissy lager has probably got a better range of flavours and tastes because they'll drink the piss and they'll drink the good.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the people who just keep themselves in that very... And sometimes these are people that keep themselves in a narrow, this is what that is, and I just drink IPAs and that's craft beer and, you know, don't explore into other things. But no, we are getting into a society where people talk about communities and people being very close and connected. Yeah. But actually, I think it's just another form of historic tribalism and fitting people in boxes.
I think that's the word.
I'm in that box and I'm in that tribe and I'm doing this.
Tribalism of craft beer.
And yet, actually, we're not any more community than what we've ever been. And, you know, possibly even worse because most people don't know their next door neighbour, or most people don't know three doors down or a friend.
I know my next door neighbour.
Yeah, you know your next door neighbour.
They don't like me.
But this is the thing, you know, people are picking their communities that they are part of and the groups, but the tolerance and the way it's done is not necessarily as harmonious as what it once was.
I think that's it. Enjoying a good beer, or enjoying beer together, should bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't matter what their views are on beer necessarily. There can be discussions between that. It shouldn't matter their religion, their gender, their sexuality, anything. It shouldn't matter. You know, I could be talking to somebody that in a normal situation I might have nothing else to talk to them about, but the beer allows me to talk to them. But if they then turn around and say, I actually don't like this beer, or I don't like this set of stuff, I shouldn't then look down on them and go, no, because it's just, it's a drink. It's like sausages. If we really, really, really liked sausages and we met up with other people that really, really liked sausages and we talked about sausages.
Yeah.
And to me, we've got to think about craft beer or good beer alongside anything else, or a jam society, if we love jam. You know, yeah. But maybe that happens in jam. Maybe you have like the raspy people going and stabbing
them. It's not just an issue with craft beer society. I think it could, the craft beer community as a whole, and you know, people who enjoy craft beer, once was very tolerant, and I think more people have started joining and wanted to define. And in terms of like real ale, oh, well, that's not real ale because it's not doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and actually people were probably a lot more tolerant until it became a certain size, well, and a certain thing and certain expectations.
Quite interesting on that, when you were on about the name craft beer, was Fuller's this week? They were moving from their lager the word craft, because they turned around and said, if you've got to stress it's craft beer, then it's not craft beer because you have to stress it.
Well, that's an interesting point.
Really. So the point saying it's a premium beer, mm-hmm. but it's that whole thing of, you know, certain brands will stress the word craft, and we went, no, they're not. But most of the beers we drink, the word craft never comes into any of the marketing or anything like that. They're a little independent. You go to the shops, you know that they're just good beer. Yeah. And maybe that's what we should do. Craft beer is a stupid marketing term, really. Maybe we should just say good quality beer. Good quality beer is good quality beer.
With the origins, not just like, you know, other craft things, you know, oh, well, I go to a craft fair and it's just that. A small batch. Yeah. Small batch, individualised, unique. You know, these people are doing something different and the guys over the road are doing something different to them. And everybody's in the same community, shares the ideas, but they're all different.
But if you have a different view on the idea of craft beer community or craft beer tribalism, please email us, tweet us, call us wankers.
Yeah.
Or say you think we're mint. But our whole thing is, you have got just as much opinion on this as we do. You've got just as much opinion on beer. We don't know that much about beer. We're never going to claim we know that much.
I mean, maybe we're missing something.
Yeah.
You know. Please,
maybe,
I mean, if we are a pair of knobs and we've completely missed the point.
Maybe because join the craft beer community, you have to don like a cap and get spanked on the arse with a couple of IPAs.
And get pay £5 a month membership.
Yeah, I don't know. But what the thing is, craft beer for everybody, good beer for everybody, include everybody, talk to everybody. Don't be a patronising...
Maybe we shouldn't call
Jeremy
it...
Jeremy Hunt.
Yeah. Don't be a patronising Jeremy Hunt.
Yeah. So shall we move on to something else?
Yeah. So, I mean, weird news this week. I mean, it's not really weird. So there was one thing I was reading on the BBC News. I mean, it's not hugely weird, but I got very pissed off at this.
Right.
I was shouting at the news screen.
At
the text. I was like, you fucking idiots. So this woman went to a safari park down south, and this big black bear bounded up to the car and started scratching at it and pawing at it and everything else. And big friggin' black bear, you know what I mean? She got scared, and the honks the horn, which is meant to be the emergency thing. And then she complained after she got out and everything else because nobody came to save her. And the safari park turned around and said, well, we didn't hear the horn, you know? And she's like, yeah, but we're all scared. There's this black bear going at it and this, that and the other. It's poured and I've got to pay for the repairs of my car. Now, I'm sorry. She'd gone to a safari park with wild roaming animals. What was she expecting?
The first thing they have is a massive sign that says, monkeys are going to destroy your car.
But, I mean, this is a massive fuck-off bear. What did she expect it to be, a cuddly little bear that's just going to come up and look
cute? So, talking about zoos, I think it was Egypt, but it might not have been. There was a load of complaints because supposedly the zoo denies this, but the pictures look definitely like this. They had black and whited up.
A donkey. I read that. Yeah, it looks like the dye is kind of rubbing off.
Yeah.
And the zoo's going, it's not a donkey, honest.
No, it's just like, it's a fucking donkey. Yeah. So girls, BBC News again. Maybe I shouldn't, but the last 5 minutes of work sometimes, you know, you flick on the news. If you're listening, I don't.
Our listeners might actually have proper work ethics.
Yeah.
And, you know, crack on.
So if you know who I am and I'm work, no, I don't. I work well into the night and do it all the time.
Yeah.
If you're a listener, you know, for the last 5 minutes, you've got to do something before you...
You've got to look busy.
You run out the door like Fred Flintstone. And that was when I read that, and I just had to tell them. I was like,
what? Somebody's... So I wonder how they did that. You know, was it spray paint?
Felt tip.
You know, felt tip. Stand still. Need to get the line straight.
Or maybe it was just Banksy with a spray paint.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Yes. But no, I mean, in terms of animals, that's two people's expectations of animals. Very different to what the real is. Realisation is.
So in the world of Formal Shark, what is happening? Well, we've got this podcast still going on.
Yeah. If you've not heard, we're still on the podcast.
Yes, we are still working on the movie. We want this movie to be right. We've just been watching some footage of some of the stuff coming in. It's making us laugh, so that's...
So, you know...
Maybe it really knocks us.
Yeah, I mean, we've been a bit quiet about it because we've had a bit of break, we've had a bit of think, a bit of creativeness has had to take place because we looked at it and we're like, well... You know, it's hard to make a movie. We were quite naive at the start.
We want this to be good. We want this to be something that you enjoy. So it's... like a good wine, it's taking its time. It's maturing nicely.
It's never going to be mature. It's us.
Yes, but it's quality. We want to get the quality right. So if you did pay for the movie and you're thinking, they just ran off with the money, we haven't. It's still... Baking nicely. We are expecting a good couple more months minimum, possibly another year before it's out. But it is something that we are quite proud of still and things like that. So if you've got a good beer recipe of something that you think is really good, you've cooked something that goes well with beer.
Or cook something with beer. Yeah. You know, give us a shout.
Tell us about it. We'll give it a try. I'll adapt it into something that I can then put on the... On the podcast, maybe, if we like it. If we don't like it, we'll just ignore it.
If we don't like it, we'll just ignore it. Is that what you said? If we don't like the listener, we'll just ignore it. No, we'll reply, we'll give you a polite thank you, and then not do anything with it.
All right, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant by it. What I meant is it wouldn't happen on the show. I don't want them thinking that everything we're going to have the show, and somebody goes, well, you get a Dairy Lay slice, you put it on some toast, on some bread, and toast it.
Pour a bit of porter over the top, and then it's a beer cheese on toast.
Yeah, you know, I'd be like, fuck you Jeremy Hunt.
Yeah. Maybe we should sign everything off with you Jeremy Hunt.
Possibly. Maybe we should get this into, like, polite society, so...
So he feels bad. I don't think he's ever going to feel bad. I think he already feels bad about his name.
Yeah, you feel bad about his name, but you should feel about what he's...
At least he's making a mint out of the government, so...
Yeah, what you should feel bad for is what he's done to the NHS.
Well, under his watch, he says he's done brilliant work.
So, all you nurses out there, I hope you're enjoying your Freddo a week.
Your
Freddo a month, even.
3% pay rise, or 1.5% pay rise, or whatever pay rise you manage to get that you will missold. Much like PPI.
No, really. I think all pay rises should be done in number of Freddos. So it's like this year, your rise is 3 Freddos or whatever. You'd be like, oh, mint, now I can eat 3 more Freddos a month.
So, yeah, but because obviously...
Oh!
Well, that was...
Just for people that heard a big clash that I'd hope was everybody.
If not, it's been edited out.
Yeah. What happened was I flapped around like a silly bird and the... Both microphones decided they'd had enough of the show.
Maybe they're drunk.
Yeah. So sorry if you were listening to that in your ears and you had...
Yeah, and you've just had a clatter.
Yeah. If you're listening in your car and you've swerved off and crashed, I hope you're insured.
Yeah. Get the dash cam footage.
Yeah.
I mean, that proved that you were still shit at driving.
Yeah, when they're like, whoa, that podcast. Don't sue us, because we don't actually exist. We are just in your mind.
Exactly. It's made up. Should we end it?
Yeah, we should end it there.
Not just leave it
there. Yeah. Tatty bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, a Formal Shark production. Written and performed by Phil and Bob. Edited by Phil.